Well, in life, we learn, sometimes by trial and error, that there are certain words and certain things that we are not supposed to say, right? I remember, distinctly remember, coming home after the first day of first grade and repeating a certain phrase I had heard someone say on the playground. Oh, this has happened to somebody else. Yes. All right. It's clean enough for worship. Whatever you all are thinking. I told my sister to shut up, okay? And then I got in trouble. Because this was something I quickly learned I was not allowed to say in my mother's presence, and most especially not to my little sister. When we speak to another person, we often follow rules, unwritten rules, about what we should say and about what we should not say. Now, this all depends on who the person is, where we are, and what is going on. And when we break the rules, we can get into trouble. We get into trouble with other people and even with our own conscience. The rules I'm talking about now involve conversation with other people, with human beings. But for the next few weeks, we are going to be practicing a different kind of conversation, a conversation with God. And when we are in conversation with God, there is nothing that we can't think or say or share. There is no question or emotion that God wants us to hold back. That is what God shows us through the book of Psalms. Today we begin a season, a new season, with the Psalms, that will take us through prayers of praise and thanksgiving, prayers of anger and sadness, prayers of trust and peace. The Psalms will lead us into conversation with God. So what do we know about the Psalms? The Psalms are often called the prayer book of the Bible, and for good reason. There are 150 of them. Sadly, we do not get to go through all 150 over the next 6 weeks, but there are 150, both in your Bible and actually in your ELW hymnal, and they come together to form the book of Psalms. They are made up of songs and prayers and poems, and we don't know exactly who the authors are of all of the Psalms, but we know that there were many of them. The Psalms, we also find, are prayers of both individuals and of whole communities together. They are the prayers of kings and the prayers of ordinary people. Some of the Psalms celebrate special occasions or are meant for worship, and others are clearly whispered in moments of deep despair. The Psalms, we will find, take us on a journey through the highs and the lows of the life of faith. Now, the book of Psalms, as we know it today, was put together when the people of Israel were living in exile in Babylon. These were people who had lost everything, taken away from their homeland, forced into exile. The temple in Jerusalem had been destroyed. And the people wondered if God had left them as well. Would God ever speak to them again? Would God ever listen and hear their prayers again? And so, far from home, in a place of despair and grief and loss, the Psalms were gathered together. God showed God's people that they were not alone in exile, and that God's word was not dead. The conversation, God said, was not over. Well, we also know that Jesus was a part of this conversation. Jesus, who taught his disciples how to pray and modeled a life of prayer for them and for us. Jesus prayed the Psalms throughout his life, quoted them often in the Gospels. He was connected to God through prayer and through God's word. And then the early Christian church, the followers of Jesus, prayed and sang the Psalms as well. And over time, the Psalms were prayed daily by priests and monks and nuns and lay people alike for hundreds of years and continue to be used as a prayer book today. The Psalms are a part of our rich Christian tradition. And they are a part of our tradition because they speak to real life, real sorrow, and real joy. The Psalms connect us with God when we lose our way and give us words when we do not know what to say or how to pray. So God has given us the Psalms, reaches out to us through them so that we might be part of the conversation, so that we may respond to our God, so that we can continue this holy conversation God has begun with us. Where our reading for today, our psalm today, is fittingly Psalm 1, the very first psalm in the book. And Psalm 1 leads us into this season and into conversation with our God. This psalm is brief, only 6 verses, and it describes 2 ways: the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. The wicked, we see, do not have roots. They are not connected to anything that is life-giving. But the righteous do not depend on themselves, but are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. God's people thrive and bloom when we are connected with God, when we are immersed in God's word. That is the gift of the Psalms. These prayers are water for us when we are thirsty. These songs connect us with God, who is our strength when we are weak and broken. These words speak the anger and pain we feel and share God's anger and pain at suffering as well. And the Psalms proclaim joy and praise in the God who loves us. The Psalms meet us in our highs and in our lows, and in them we speak to God, and God speaks to us. In his book, Answering God, The Psalms as Tools for Prayer, Eugene Peterson writes this: prayers are tools, but with this clarification, prayers are not tools for doing or getting, but for being and becoming. We are indeed sinners. We are wicked, but there is hope for us, we are reminded today. God gives us God's word and God's love so that we might grow into the people God has created us to be. As we journey through the Psalms these next few weeks, we will enter into a holy conversation with our loving God, our God who does not give us the gift of prayer and the Psalms for doing or getting, but for being and for becoming children of God, who live connected to God and in God's word. Our God who wants us to say everything and anything that is in our hearts and our minds. Our God who wants us to share all that we are with God. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, may God make us like trees planted by streams of water, the living water of God's word and God's law and God's love. Amen.